About 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that means it's time for
satire.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a lot of strange activity going on.
Some people love it, some people hate it.
All right, let's hit it.
And here we go.
Okay.
In the next 30 minutes or so, I'm going to show you just how easy it is to use
a huge black dildo.
That'll take your breath away.
Even though Liz Ayala has never been
a super gorilla,
she and her family have been victimized by the brutality of
big black dildos.
It was just terrible.
If you were to use your taste buds to taste your butt, what would it taste like?
It tastes just like it smells!
Why not play darts instead?
I may be looking to join you in a game of darts.
Oh, that's my ass!
I know how painful it is,
but I honestly don't care.
Stop doing that!
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Sometimes the neighborhood children came to climb and play.
My dick and my balls.
That's illegal.
And at the same time,
it also can be a good thing.
And kids love it.
Are you going to give us a ride on your
fun flesh missile?
It's touching your child wants.
This is done by
priests, ministers, doctors, police officers.
And even demons.
Well, I think I know what happened.
First, Vomer's pants became uncomfortably tight. Then they disappeared altogether.
And it's just naked everything, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Even when he does claim to have a solution, he manages to make that solution completely useless.
Just like your mother.
I've fallen, and I can't get
fucked.
She was the first to do a nude scene.
Through the prisons throughout America.
I used to be a stripper down on Main. Now I'm the main attraction.
At your favorite toy store.
What have we here? More toys?
These are empty shopping carts.
These are Los Angeles police officers.
These are all frivolous diversions.
What do you suggest?
I suggest that everyone
make your own toothpaste out of
chicken shit.
Ah, Judy, that's a dumb idea.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Photograph my body, including my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and penis.
Good idea. It's great.
If you took a snapshot of
naked as a jaybird,
it would look like this.
It was terrible! Terrible!
Nastier than you ever imagined!
Then I would like to
show everyone
this terrible
naked picture of your mom.
She has nice ass!
It looked like a giant mushroom with eyes!
Jesus gave the men some
nude photos
of your family
being romantically involved with
Donald Trump.
Sometimes by having sex.
You can see the fur flying on that one, yeah.
Jesus said,
these are just a few of the thousands of amazing
nude photos
I've discovered overseas.
Praise Jesus!
Amen!
Thank you, Jesus!
Amen!
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus!
Amen!
I'd rather have Jesus than
diddly squat. If I ever stood on a platform and said, I have been to heaven and seen Jesus,
and he was naked.
Wow!
As big as you can conceive.
You see his penis,
which is comically massive.
It was bigger and longer and wider than any other.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19.
Maybe the metal plate on my scalp has something to do with it.
And it's good for me because
I like to piss it.
One cup of mayonnaise.
Then drink it.
Doing this will help in preventing unnecessary injury. But it is also
rich enough for a deep scalp treatment.
Have your blood tested every 2 weeks for at least the first 3 months of use, or as directed by your doctor.
Dr. Gary North says,
let's start with the tool you'll use most while
loving yourself.
It's called a mouse.
I do not like them with a mouse.
Who cares for you?
Adopt a don't care attitude.
I don't care.
Neither do I.
And neither do we.
These are the things I cared about.
Coins, golf tees, golf balls, sewing supplies, paper clips, office supplies, tools, children's toys,
and rabbit tobacco.
I've never cared much for
prunes.
I think a lot of people don't realize how good prunes really are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Yes,
they are.
Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about.
Two people would have to say that.
Death squads and torture are common
here at First Family Church.
And everyone is doing it.
Well, if everyone is doing it,
then it must be
very groovy.
And it was for those very reasons that
he killed his entire family with an axe.
But his axe was sharp.
Attack your family.
George couldn't wait to try out his new hatchet on
you and your children and every member of your family.
George, you're no help at all.
I'm George W. Bush, and I
want to reiterate again that we're talking about
the occult and pagan religion again.
This is all very gratifying. Thank you.
Join us again for another edition of The Pagan Invasion.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I've had enough of this.
Get the fuck out!
That's it.
When I'm through!
Bye, bitches!